The word of the Lord.
It's quite a sad story which we hear in the gospel today, that such innocent man, great prophet, is killed because of somebody's hatred and wish. It's a sad story, like our lives can sometimes be also sad and painful. We see how the gospel is close to our lives. It's help us to understand a lot. This is why I would like with you today to go behind the scenes of what happens with John the Baptist. Because it's very, I would say, interesting to understand things which happens there with Herod and with John the Baptist. I would like to say that the John the Baptist, his person, we can compare to our conscience, that every of us has the John the Baptist, the voice crying on the desert, the voice which show us, tells us what is good and what is wrong, the voice which is given to us by God to help us lead good, even great, beautiful life. But there are three options what we can do with John the Baptist in our hearts. First, we can listen to it and we can change our lives. We can follow this good voice, what did many of people who listened to John the Baptist, and they were converting, changing their lives. They were taking the baptism for the forgiveness of sins. They listened to him, they believed him, they changed their lives, even if his message was difficult. This is first option. I would say this is the best option to choose, to be brave and listen to our John the Baptist. Second option is we can loudly speak against it, to not to listen to it. What did Pharisees, scribes, and those who didn't like John the Baptist, they were laughing at him. They were saying that he's crazy, that he's not worthy to listen. They wanted to make him quiet and do not hear his message. And option today, which looks like that, will be people who speak loudly against God. Atheists, agnostics, deists, non-believers. And they simply choose to be against it. This is the right to choose what they want to do. This is one of the options. We can see it's also quite popular in today's world. And there is third option. I think the most attractive by many, even if it doesn't look like so, it is the option of being the Herod. Herod, who didn't hate John Baptist, but didn't love him either, he just liked him. He liked to listen to him. He knew that he was doing something wrong, but he didn't change his life. He was making wrong choices, but he still wanted to listen to John the Baptist. I don't know why. Maybe it helped him to feel better that he at least listened. It's like people who come to the church and they want to have this feeling that we do something good, but in our real life they make completely wrong choices. And we can say that Herod is not a very bad man. He just gets lost in the whirlwind of career, having power, being famous. It's like the life gets so crazy on you and you make just wrong choices. You want to be liked by everyone. You want to please everyone. And you want to use your power in the wrong ways, mostly. So this is the Herod. The problem with Herod is that even if he wanted to listen to John the Baptist, he was making those wrong choices so often that when we meet him today in the gospel, he makes such stupid decision. He gives somebody life because of his word he gave to people during the party. It's like he doesn't want to lose his good name and pay for it by somebody's life. Isn't that stupid choice? Nonsense? How my good life, my good name, what others will tell about me, how it can be more important than somebody's life? It isn't, but it wasn't so obvious for him, because all those other small choices he made before, that he didn't really want to make good choices. The sad part of the story is that it's very easy to become like Herod. It's very easy to want to be like, well, we all want to be liked by others. We all want to be famous. We all want to have good name. But how often do we sacrifice somebody's other lives for doing that? It's like cheating, you know, we do small cheating sometimes on the test. We say some white lies and then we say bigger lies. We watch and do things which are not supposed to do to be cool, to be famous, to be liked by others. We become like Herod. It even goes to that point that it can happen in our school. When others are bullied, we don't say anything because we are afraid of our good name, of what people will tell about others. We are like Herod, who sacrifices somebody else's life for his own good name. I can tell you that I would give all my money, or I don't have too much, my car, everything, if I could change the past and avoid things which my friends from my grade school, they tell me, they show me, because they thought that it's cool to do some wrong things. Because it's cool to do what is forbidden. It's cool to be like adults in the wrong ways. For them it was cool. And for many of us, my classmates, it's like nightmare. Those small things which we wanted to be so cool, they are a nightmare for us now. I would like to warn you about that. Think about what you are doing. In what ways you want to be cool, you want to be famous, you want to be popular. Things which seems now not to be very dangerous, but you know that they are wrong. They will be very heavy on you later. Like on Herod. He sacrificed life of this good man for his own good name. So my question for you today is, do you want to be like Herod? Do you want to be somebody who cares more about my own good name than about others? Who wants to cheat, wants to steal, who wants to be bad? Who wants to use power in wrong ways? Do you want to be like Herod? You have any answers for that? No or yes? You can say loudly. You can say no, it's a good answer. I will help you. Let us say together, I do not want to be like Herod. I do not want to. I don't want to neither, but life sometimes can be tough, and you have these choices to be like Herod, to kill the John the Baptist, to behead his head. So I pray for you, you may have courage to choose what is good, to have the courage to protect those who are weak, those who are powerless, those who are poor, to bring the light of Christ to the world, not the darkness. I believe you can do it, because you are the one who are changing the world. You are the one who bring peace to this world or war. It all depends on you. You who are now in the grade school, you who be soon the high school, in the college. You'll be soon the ruling of this world, in your jobs, in your marriages, places where you work. This is your choice. So choose wisely, and choose what is more difficult to make this world looking better, and to help others feeling that they are worthy of living on this world.